tell me when to make sure there's just things aren't left out.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is Henry.
Well, whatever. Yeah, this is Vajra. I'm going to have to say goodnight. I've got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, it's getting late for you. It's good to talk
very
to you,
late.
Though, Vajra.
Very late. Okay.
Good night,
take
Vajra.
Care, y'all.
Good
night, Vajra. Thanks.
Good night.
I had a comment.
I had a question.
Oh,
for Michael. Michael, do you see any downside to holding off on the meeting until after the 29th? I mean, it's 2 weeks, but I guess the upside I see is that we could be more, you could be more effective, I think, if we have some of the concrete information that Pete and John might be able to share with us in the executive session.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be better to have that information. I think what Lonnie is going to say is there is no money, and and that if we want to if we want money appropriated, then we need to go raise it. That's what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt that we get any information that will change that argument.
But you know, we have a national fundraising day for the archives. Maybe we need to do something like that for our other technology needs.
Honestly, we it's late now. But some of this in more detail can be discussed in executive session. But that and other ideas have been suggested, and again, it stops at the national office. I applaud and appreciate you folks for bringing all this to light and discussing it. But I hope it happens.
So we're going to wait.
We're going to try.
We'll hold off on this meeting with the executives until after the executive session.
Right, and after we get the budget stuff and get permission to have it. And if we don't get permission to have it, that will be something to report out.
You know, I've read a number of the budgets, and it would seem to me that I've read two budgets at least and for the annual budgets, and it seems to me the national office is always come out in the black. They've done a very good job of staying, you know, within their budget, and that the numbers in the black aren't a lot. $200,000-$400,000, I think it was for this year. I think it was $200,000+ last year that they were in the black. So depending on what we're asking for right now in terms of a kind of really just a first step in what should be a comprehensive plan that's put forward for growth and economic growth of the department, which would be technology department of Pacifica, a vital function. I don't think it's breaking the bank. In fact, I think it's in the budget. It just needs reallocation.
Huh.
Right.
I think that's true. Where in the budget and how?
Could be public because it was on a website. I mean, in the last month and a half, or in the last month, we replaced the auditor who left, and the replacement's job was posted at between $55,000 and $65,000. That's on PacificaFoundation.org/national/jobs. People can see it, and so that's public information. Now, if we are at a budget crunch, why did the National Finance Office and the CFO choose to replace this position at this level? Again, significantly higher than what I'm making, and I have 5 year seniority, and I've been requesting for an adjustment for some time. So it's not just that there's no money. Decisions are made as recently as a few months ago. It's a matter of allocating and appropriating in one direction or versus another.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tempted to say something, but can we just stop the discussion? I need to do something as the chair. I need to set next month's regular meeting. Is that okay if we go to that right now?
Yeah, and then we have to just quickly deal with these chronic absences.
Okay.
Dragging this on. That's simple.
Well,
the 19th, the Finance Committee has a meeting on the 19th. Is there a problem with Is anyone on this committee on the Finance Committee?
No, I am not.
Please tell me they're not. Okay.
I told you I'm not.
Oh, no.
We'll set our meeting again on the third Wednesday. That's September 19th. Okay. Now, the chronic absences. Mary?
Yeah, I shall I just move? I think we should call and send email to the people who have missed three or more meetings, consecutive meetings, who have not been heard from, and in accordance with what the bylaw says. And if we find that they are not going to participate in the committee, then the chair would notify the chair of this committee would notify the appropriate LSB chair that a replacement is needed.
Okay.
And the notification would be along the lines we discussed. It's not a punitive thing or a reprimand in any way, but we just need to find out, since they haven't come, are they going to be able to attend? And if they find they're not, then, we can't keep having them in the quorum like that if they're not going to actually be there. And we hope, they won't be on the committee anymore. But to be done in the way that Henry outlined in the first place, which, Henry, you can say.
Oh, you just, what you said is fine.
Okay.
I've written that down, so I will.
Who is the angel that did that? Because I didn't, so please send it to me.
I will.
Michael, you did that.
Send me what I said.
Yeah. Let's see, did I get what you said? I got some of what you said. Andrea. Well, anyway.
No, I'm teasing you, Mary. Mary, you're asking Michael to send you what you said.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You got it right. I mean, I say it. Somebody else has to know what it was I said.
Right.
I go around writing every syllable she speaks. And
otherwise, she'd never know. Okay.
All right. I will do that, and I will write those notes down, and I will send those off to you before 10 o'clock Houston time.
Oh, wow. The next meeting, and that's also going to be at 8:30, the one on September, on August 19th, right? Wait, what are we talking about? September 19th.
Right.
Right?
Executive session is August 29th, and the regular meeting is September 19th.
Right. Yeah. 8:30 Eastern. Okay. You got that. And then you're going to post that on the calendar, Michael? Or?
Yes, I'll do okay. That tonight as well.
Okay. Now, that's done. Now, we have everything done. Do we have everything done?
Yes, except for a motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Approved.
For what it's worth, folks, after 5 years of trying to do this, and I'm really impressed with this body, particularly tonight, but the attendance this whole year, I thank you. I really sincerely do, and despite the, regardless of how things turn out, I really applaud your effort. Every one of you that's still on this call and has been here every month, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I second that.
Work.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Let's hope so we get somewhere. Then we can appreciate.
Have a great night, folks.
You too, guys.
Yeah. Night.
Night. We're done?
Mm-hmm. Good night.
So long, everybody.
Good night. Did you say you took some notes, Rip? Are you going to send me the notes you